Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Yeah. I got everything working against me tonight.
That's good.
Even my own truck. Breathalyzer doesn't like me.
Because you've been out there slutting around is the problem.
I welcome you to Porch Talk. This is your host, Alan, and I got Big John with me.
What up, guys?
And Webb.
What up?
And we don't have Dr. Loomis with us tonight.
Not tonight. Not the Dr. Loomis.
Dr. Loomis.
We don't have Brother Kyle bringing that heat.
You got a fallen brother tonight. Yeah. It's fine.
Yeah, and I thought I was going to have a fallen computer.
Yeah, we almost had to put the computer out. I mean, this time.
Yeah, well,
it's, do you remember the old story about the eagle over on Waterworks? We were gonna go take this computer in the yard and execution style it.
We were gonna fucking office space it down.
Hell yeah! What's that song playing while they're smashing that fax machine up? I can't even remember, man. It's some rap song.
Yeah, it is a rap song. I can't remember it off the top of my head either, but yeah. It's perfect.
It's real gangster rap. Yeah. Or gangster rappy, too. It's good.
Yeah. But that's why we're just audio tonight, guys. So.
Yeah, I'm having all kind of issues.
It'll be all right.
Selling off more parts of the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I told you to get off your addiction.
I can't stop. Won't stop. What a... Go ahead.
No. I don't have anything of value to say, man.
What's been good this week since we last met?
Alabama lost to a hospital.
That was such a funny thing to say. I think I've seen so many people share that.
Yeah.
If you're not a fan of college football, you know, you remember the time when everybody, we want Bama. And Bama goes up to Nashville, to Vanderbilt, and gets their pants pulled down, spanked, 40-35. A number one seed losing to an unranked Vandy.
It happens. It's out there, you know.
It was a really weird day for college football yesterday.
There was a lot of upsets. Tennessee got beat by Arkansas. And we had Oktoberfest going, and so all I had was given to me was people would walk back to the alleyway and be like, Tide's losing to Vandy. And I'm like, oh, my God, you're just popping in here to tell me about a nightmare I'm having.
Yeah, it was good. I was sitting there. I watched some of it while I was eating dinner. I ate dinner at Zachary's.
The other side of that, Bama losing to a hospital, is like another good meme I saw today, and you'd probably align with this, is everybody that is an Alabama fan is upset with Vanderbilt, but everybody else in the country is thanking them.
Oh, yeah, dude. I was sitting there at the Princess last night with his cat, and he's like, man, I'm so glad Alabama lost today. I'm like, you know what? I'm an Alabama fan. You know, we kind of talked back and forth. And he's like, yeah, I can't believe they lost to Vanderbilt. I'm like, yeah, I don't know what happened there. Pretty sure Vegas had something to do with it. See, I got the conspiracy because Vegas is... I'm under the assumption, I guess you could say, that...
Oh, the influence.
One of them. That... College sports betting is taking control of most college sport outcomes.
Mm. Okay.
I don't disagree.
I mean, everybody wants to get paid, man.
And they make movies about it, but like, typically it happens with baseball. What, Pete Rose, that's the reason he wouldn't be in the Hall of Fame?
Well, that's because his ass bet against his own team.
But now it's legal to do it with all these betting apps.
You can, which, yeah.
But yeah, imagine, like, I don't know, college football is so weird to me now with this, the NIL, and they're getting paid to be there. We have the college football game back because they can be paid for their name, image, and likeness. But golly, does it feel like it ruins the game. But maybe it's just part of me that just doesn't like change. They used to have a BCS, and they went to a playoff. Now we got a huge playoff. Everybody wants to be in the SEC.
Yeah.
Everything about it that I knew has pretty much gone away.
I don't even really care to watch it anymore, honestly.
The older I get, the less I care about it.
I'd rather watch baseball.
Really?
Yeah.
Baseball is like NASCAR. I like to put it on a Sunday afternoon and fall asleep to it.
Yeah, and just doze right off. Like, best part about baseball is the naps.
Yeah. Last football season, I would go to walk-ons in Starkville, and, you know, it's just like a Buffalo Wild Wings where you got TVs everywhere. And I would go up there and watch some of the games, have a beer, have lunch. And the entire room, if Alabama was on, the entire room was rooting against Alabama. They could hate the other team just as much, but their hate for Alabama.
Definitely hating Alabama.
Everybody's hate for Alabama far outweighs their hate for any other team.
Anything else, yeah, for real. Mm-hmm. If you're not an Alabama fan, then
you hate
Alabama.
And it used to, you know, be like really shared between Alabama and Auburn. In-state rivalry.
Yeah.
And then the Saban thing happened where LSU and Alabama mm-hmm. had a thing. Yeah. Then you have the Tennessee and Alabama. Like,
I think Georgia and Alabama have a stronger rivalry than anybody. Yeah.
It is now. And that's because of Kirby Smart.
It just went around a big circle there. Mm-hmm. Alabama just hoed around all around.
Yeah, they're just throwing their wiener out all, there for everybody.
Yeah, all mm-hmm. they're touching every corner.
Oktoberfest was this weekend, and... boy, do I not remember a lot.
Speaking of wieners.
I bet you don't, man. You got put in time out at least three times.
Yeah, if you were at Oktoberfest and you didn't see a whole lot of me, that would be because Munson would grab me just as soon as I'd go out in the garden. He'd be like, I don't think you need to be in the eye of the public.
Yeah.
Go get in the alleyway. And little did I know, John had a little bit of something to do with it. It was a running joke with these guys.
Yeah, I talked to Munson. I'm like, he's like, is he really sitting back there? I'm like, yeah, dude. I'm like, you got him in timeout? He's like, I got to go tell him I'm joking. I'm like, no, you've got to keep this going.
And truth be told, I kind of agreed with him. I thought it was a good idea.
You were kind of in between sentences and words. They were mixing both together. He was jamming a sentence in between these two words, and then, shit, it was wild.
I was telling Danny before we got going is, man, with those events, you get busy, especially, like, typically I'm doing the cooking. To be around so much food and don't take the time to eat anything and just drink.
Yeah, that'll ruin your whole weekend right there.
There was a lot of liquid diets going on this weekend, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of liquid diet. Something funny happened Saturday morning. We had a beer mile, and then they have a beer 5K. And I saw this group of about four guys. They had like white cut off, just regular like Hanes white T-shirts. Had the Misfits painted on there.
Yeah.
And they had headbands, and some of them even like had their like hair like. I would say sprayed green. It didn't look like it was like an actual like dye job. But I thought they were dressed for the occasion. So I was like, hey, okay, y'all here to sign up for the beer mile? It's an AA sobriety group.
Like, see, there you go again.
Never mind.
Hitting AA people with your alcohol right on top of the head, you heathen.
Just, it's like, well, just another test.
I had a, and Brad Kidder was standing next to me, and he was like, you and Munson have a knack for like just.
Yeah, I just put your foot in your mouth so far, you yes. can't even clip your toenails
directly.
Anymore.
Directly.
There was no coming back. They did not like that.
I bet.
All four of them, back to back to back, different response of, we're an AA group. I don't think that would be a good idea for us. Do you think it is? And I was like,
yeah, I'd have been like, yeah, I do. Well, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of the beer.
Hey, I'm like, y'all might win.
Yeah. You know, some would say you're a retired pro. Come out of retirement.
Exactly. Yeah. They got white chips. They print them off every day.
Hey, you can start over.
Yeah, that's part of the fun. Right. If you mess up, you can start over.
That's right.
And you get to learn all that great stuff over again. Right, so, yeah, I mean, they should have totally done it.
Yeah, just go back to step one.
I don't recommend me doing it because, no, that wouldn't be a good idea. But other people, yeah, do it.
Yeah, I think this Oktoberfest, I think it may have broke me. I think I might be done for a little while.
Just give it about 3 more days.
He'll be back on the saddle.
He'll be back.
He is done with brats and beers for a little while.
I did eat like bratwurst for 2 days, 2 different meals. And I don't know that I want a bratwurst for a little while. They were delicious each time.
I had one for breakfast Saturday, and that was the only thing I ate all day. And I just drank
beers.
Until midnight.
Well, I had a little help. I was hungry. You know, I had some lunches.
I actually needed something to eat.
And I was like, y'all had pretzel back there.
And that was the thing about it, and Catherine had made it so easy, because like where our grill was, Danny, is like you just pop right in and you're in the kitchen at Munson's.
Yeah.
And she had a table set up with us for like easy snacks, like an apple, a banana.
Yeah, you can hear. Just keep yourself going.
Donuts. What are you talking about? Yeah. She bought us some donuts. And I was like, oh, for the love of God, no, I don't want any donuts.
Best donuts. Best fucking donut I think I had in years.
You did make the remark. You was like, they're fresh.
Fresh.
were some Shipley's?
No, they were
Krispy Kreme.
Krispy Kreme, but they were like right super off
hot.
The fucking.
Super hot and ready.
The light was on.
Light just came on.
Yeah. Like they melted. You didn't have to chew them. It just melted in your mouth.
I prefer Krispy Kreme over a Shipley, but I know people the other way.
Oh, yeah.
I don't. That's like, it just seems like a whole lot more bread.
Yeah, they're a little bit bigger.
I prefer Jen's and Collierville to any donut ever.
Never heard of that.
It's a Chinese donut place where they do like American style donut, but they're Chinese. So they're cooked with the same batter as they do the Chinese donuts.
Yeah.
They put the fortune in there.
No, oh, they're amazing.
No fortune for you.
No fortune for you, Daddy. Have another bear claw.
You had diabetes. That's your fortune.
Oh, you like killer whale. Get out of here. You go now.
You go now.
Oh, man. What? So, it is October. We have our big tournament coming up at the end of the month. And for those of you listening, we'll give you a shot at this. So we're doing handhelds, and
handheld horror and comedy horror.
Yeah. Comedy horrors. And so if you have a suggestion that you would like to make, such as handhelds, is like the most memorable one to me is probably Cloverfield, and it is by no means the best, but I like Hell House. On the comedy side, I was sitting outside trying to think of it the whole time. But they did a farce movie when they were cops. It's two British comics. One that the zombie one.
Oh, Shaun of the Dead?
Shaun of the Dead.
Shaun of the Dead.
Oh, yeah, that's a fantastic one right
so
there.
So that was... I
figured that was going to be a pick for somebody.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Tucker Dale versus Evil.
Yeah.
Scary movie.
There you go. There's
There's at tons, least one of them.
Yeah, there's tons to be picked from on both sides. There's just, you know, we just got to get the list 100%.
The handheld, I don't guess I've watched in like classifications for the handhelds.
Well, you'd be amazed if you just look up, you know, like just Google handheld horror. You'll see, you'll be like, oh yeah, I forgot about that one or whatever. You know, you'll see a lot on there. So, but yeah, I think it'll be fun. It'll be something a little bit different. Than our last couple, you know, because last couple we've done have been kind of a lot of like hard hitter, like kind of stuff. And this is going to be kind of, you know, yeah, stuff that's not that known, I guess you can say.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of obscura.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to have some things you're going to be like, let me check that out.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
So. Of all the tournaments that we've done, I've never picked a winner. Yeah. I think it's always been Cobb.
Yeah, done. Just about. Yeah.
I let you have terrible. I let you know you got terrible taste.
Hey, you gotta have your, you know, you gotta have your Auburns in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's just different. Like I was telling somebody, it's on the board over there. We got to talking about movies. I was like, pretty good movie. You ever seen Dazed and Confused? And it's like, I've never heard of that.
What?
Yeah.
Were they like 12?
No, my age.
Oh, what?
They were what?
33.
What the?
Okay. And never heard of it. I was like, were you homeschooled?
Yeah, like for real.
Did you
not have a TV?
You never been to school. You never been to church. You never been around other people. I feel like this movie.
Yeah, this has been talked about. You
pretty
know.
Well covered.
Okay. Do I know the person that doesn't has never seen?
No.
Okay, I was about to say, I'm going to punch him in the back of the head next time I see him.
Okay, if they ever come to Columbus, I'm going to point him out.
There you go.
You idiot. Did he go back to high school?
You can walk up to him and just be like, all right.
Wham!
That's his calling card.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's like, I feel like that is just like a household movie. That is just, it's almost like Americana.
My daughter's already seen Dazed and Confused.
Yeah, that's.
But I'm pretty sure she's gonna wind up being very similar to me.
Yeah. Very.
Very. Very. Oh. I'm sure she's already smoking weed. I mean, shit. I got to be honest about these things.
Yeah. Oh. Shit, that I remember.
Bong doesn't spill too far off the table.
Yeah, there you go. Not spill far from the table.
First beer I ever had, it was with my dad, and first time I've ever got stoned on weed was with my dad.
That's wild, man. That's actually wild.
Mm-hmm. Which, you know, we had, used to be the quote-unquote party house.
Party. I'm gonna party.
And he was there, and he was facilitating, and like, agree with it or not, but his philosophy was, I know you're gonna do it, so I would just prefer you do it here, that way I know you and your friends aren't out driving.
That's like I told my kid. I'm like, if you want to smoke some weed, let me get it for you. I'm like, I'll get you something real mild. Yeah, yeah.
I never smoked with my dad or anything like that, but I remember going with my buddy in my dad's work truck to go find some weed one time.
Oh, gosh.
I remember, and so my dad was a forester. So I remember we were riding down the road, and I was like, yeah, we're cruising for timber right now.
Hey. Very good, fun.
Yeah, exactly. That was interesting.
I didn't know he was a forester.
For 40 years, yeah.
Fuck. A lot of looking at trees.
Yeah, yeah. He was in the woods a lot.
That always seemed like a cool profession. I know a handful of people that got into that. Like, and it was lucrative for them because it was like, not only were they into like forestry, but like, you know, they were helping logging crews, helping people mark their property lines. Yep. They would help realtors sell pieces of property. It's a lot of different things.
Yeah, there's a lot of things you can get into. Yeah, I mean, with, you know, my dad went to the Mississippi State, so, and they're like the biggest forestry school there. So, yeah, so that's where it all happens.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I wanted to be a forester when I was a kid.
I just always wanted to meet Yogi Bear, but, you know, that was...
Hey, speaking of that, I got a little Mandela effect for you guys.
Uh-oh.
So, do you guys remember Smokey the Bear used to say, only you
can prevent
forest fires.
Yeah.
Look at this. What does it say?
What does it say?
Wildfire.
Only you can prevent wildfire.
Now, I like to remember dot, dot, dot.
How long have you had that hat?
Just about maybe a year.
Okay.
That's well, a nice hat.
Yeah, I like it that. Is a nice hat, but it's wrong.
Yeah, and that's wrong. That's what the slogan is now.
No.
Yes.
So if we pulled up Smokey the Bear, he would be saying wildfire.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Nah. That's not right.
Swear to God.
Okay, well, see. Yeah, see, it's just they're trying to erase shit from our mind. They really are.
I've been meaning to wear this hat when we have video.
Yeah,
well, yeah.
Wear it again
next
week.
Trust me, he's got a hat that says it.
Yeah.
It's a nice
and,
looking hat.
And next week, I'm going to do some research, and we're going to see 100%.
Well, there's a lot of things to research, and I hate it for you flat earthers out there, but we have a new moon.
Yep, there's two. Mm-hmm. There is two.
There are two moons out there. You can't really see one that clearly, but...
I mean, I've seen some photos that you could, which now I don't know if they weren't shooting them through a fucking huge lens and all that shit. Yeah.
Well, it's not uncommon. It's not nothing that hasn't happened before either. It's just, you know, it's just a very, very large.
But now I did stay out there long enough to see the moon set.
Yeah.
And then I looked up after I went to sleep. And woke up, and there was another moon, a different size, in the sky during the day.
You know, things have been just escalating and getting weirder.
Oh,
shit.
To where now, like, reality is stranger than fiction. Truly is. Mm-hmm. I would not, like, we could walk outside and, like, grass could be blue, and I'd be like, you know, it's...
Probably.
Not surprised here.
Yep. And, you know, we said that reality has been stranger than fiction, you know, for fucking years.
Yes.
But it's, like, becoming more obvious.
And now, could we go back to what we were talking about then and being like, man, reality is just getting so fucking weird. And now we can go back and be like, God, we didn't even know what the fuck
didn't know.
Talking
yeah,
about,
we had no
man.
Clue.
It would be
what magnitude it was going to get to.
It would be the opposite of the three of you, Cobb, Webb, and y'all have made calls on this show, and then months down the road, it actually go down.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like we were, I felt like we were just joking.
Yeah, it was like not anything we knew anything about. We just kind of like shit. We just like called it right out, and we put it in the fucking ether. It made it happen, you know.
That is fair.
But back to the Mandela effect, though. I remember I did see some kind of, I don't know if it's an article, video, something, I can't remember, but about, you remember the Fruit of the Loom?
The
big thing with the cornucopia and everything? And they're like, where they found, you know, somebody was like, well, there's a lady that like uploaded a video, was like, hey, here's a shirt right here, and it has a cornucopia on it. And then they were saying that, or they wrote to Fruit of the Loom, and they confessed that, no, we did have a cornucopia, but this certain agency made us say that we didn't have that anymore, and it was just like a big, like, they were trying to erase, trying to see what they could erase from our memory.
Yeah. Trying to see what we
can... What can we erase from history, for the most part, yeah.
Yeah, what can we erase from history that nobody
that would notice.
Really
yeah.
notice?
Exactly. So there's
Bernstein
Bernstein's
what?
No, it's Bernstein. No,
Bernstein.
I wish it was Bernstein. That would make it even better.
And what I mean, and probably for all time, history books, all that, they probably were getting away with that till the internet, and because the internet, especially with social media now, is like. The hive mind can kind of get together and talk a little bit, which, who is they, whatever, they're controlling the weather or...
deep state.
Yeah, whatever, whoever they are. How the hell are you not a conspiracy theorist, if you know?
Yeah.
At this point, it's kind of like...
I think the people that aren't conspiracy theorists to, you know, a certain degree at this point... They're either completely oblivious to what's going on, or they are blue blockered completely to the gill.
Yeah, they're just on that on that spectrum.
And it's there's people that are that would argue that we're the crazy ones.
So like the point I always hear people make is like the main problem I have with conspiracy theories, whether you know it's the 9/11 that it was an inside job or whatever theory you would like to grab, is like there is no way that the people in power are that evil. And I was like, how could they not be?
How do you think they got there?
What do you think power people? What am I trying to say? What do you think power does to people? That's what I'm trying
to say. It corrupts. That's what I've heard.
It'll do it.
Yeah. I mean, give somebody a little bit of authority, look what happens.
That's right.
And so anytime, man, I'm flipping on the news, and if the news is telling me something, dude, I just try to, if it's a story I actually care about, I try to look into it for myself and find an alternative and then just kind of try to put it together for myself.
Anything
try to see both sides.
Yeah.
Anything I hear on the news, I automatically assume is a lie.
Yeah. Or just it's only half of it, if anything.
Yeah.
It might not be a lie, but it's only half of the truth.
At the very best, it's half truth.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, like, even right now, it's like, is it the carrot or the stick? Like, in Mississippi with medical marijuana, laws are ever changing, and now I hear a lot of people who are involved in the medical marijuana field, they're talking 2025 legislation is coming up to kind of loosen up and get things to where they actually should be. And I was like, they are going to carrot and stick you to death.
Oh, God, yeah, it's going to, look at this, look at this, look at this, look at this. We're going to take this away from you.
Mm-hmm.
So now you can't have this. But hold on, look at this over here. Next year. You can next year a fucking pothead for 10 years.
And they'd still think it was still next year.
Still think it's next year.
Oh, it's next year.
Next year is going to change.
I mean,
high hopes.
And I am a pothead. And I'm not sure that I heard years, because you know, I've always been kind of in the know when it came to the industry.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard probably 2021. From a person at that time was living in Colorado, was managing Green Solutions, and he told me that the people he knew said 2023 Mississippi was going to have medical marijuana.
He hit the nail on the head.
Hit the fucking nail on the head.
I mean, how would he know that from Colorado though? That's wild.
No, well, you don't know how many you don't even begin to understand how many transplants from Colorado are in Mississippi now. Yeah.
I know we got a lot of California.
Yep.
Well, there's California.
I saw a lot of California last like 15 years or whatever. I've seen a lot of them.
Yep. Well, they're just infiltrating and making it cooler.
Hmm. They're trying to
and
hopefully get us back, get us up to date, up to times.
At least get us into the 90s.
Yeah, for real. We are so far behind. It's pitiful.
Yeah, that is one thing that it was all like. Anytime traveling the United States, I was always kind of thankful to be from Alabama or Mississippi. Like, even just going to Florida or, like, going out to Texas, it's like, oh, this is the future.
Yeah, this is what we had to look forward to.
Oh, we can have nice things. And then you were like, in 10, 15 years, we're finally catching up.
Mm-hmm. I was out in California in, like, 2009, and it was kind of where we are now.
Yeah, and it's hard to believe that 2009 was 15 years ago.
Yeah, we're about 15, you know, 20 years behind.
Yeah, that's where we're at for the most part. Yeah,
and I don't know what's going to change it. I guess everybody that's in power for the most part right now is going to have to die or retire.
That's going to be a hell of a flop. Because, right. I mean, look, like
like you say, that's going to be just almost a whole 360 from where we are right now.
Yes.
Once somebody that's like 45 becomes governor or something like that.
Just our generation.
Yeah, somebody in their 40s.
They're slowly coming, you know, slowly winning state elections.
Mm-hmm.
But even like, even if you don't like Republican and Democrat in on the federal side, in our Congress and Senate. I'm beginning to see people my age on both sides.
Not around here, though.
But and they're shakers.
Yep.
And like them or not.
Yeah.
And it's gonna be wild. I'm gonna say in the next 10 years.
Oh yeah.
Mississippi is going to be wild.
Because I mean, like, and thank God it's kind of dying. I guess I've got a Bitcoin miner I'm gonna interview soon. I've always been fascinated with crypto, but I've always, like, I've pulled back the trigger. I always treated it kind of like stocks. Because
yeah.
You don't know if somebody's going to pull the rug out. Look at that.
Ethereum's more stable than
Bankman
Bitcoin.
Freed. Maybe. I mean, who? I don't know. But I remember investing in that in little increments, and then I was like, you see the dips.
And the $100 and 2 minutes.
Yes. Yes.
As soon as you buy a little percentage of Bitcoin, it goes down. You're like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Or even with all those, like, they call them shit coins, like with
Doge and
all that other shit.
Shiba.
Yeah, Shiba Inu. And I was in it. I was following that story. And that was around the same time. And Seth Rogen actually made a pretty good movie. It's on Netflix. Was it Hard Money? What's it? It's a movie about the stock market.
Yeah.
When the guy, Roaring Kitty, he called the GameStop thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good film.
They tried to do the GameStop thing again, and they shut it down.
Mm-hmm. See, and that was my point, John. It's like, it's so wild to me. Like, we have these 60, 70, 80, and I'm not being hateful toward the geriatric, but it's wild to hear them talk about crypto and, like, dude, you don't know what you're talking
about. Yeah, it's like
you have no idea.
This is way. I mean, just like, you know, us talking about shit that's before our time. This is ahead of your time.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's just the way it is. But
and crypto is such a volatile market, man.
Yes,
it can be. Yeah, definitely.
That Sam Bankman-Fried. Remember, he took every. He pulled the rug on a lot of people.
Boop. Yep. Oh, shit. And then there's supposedly a jump drive in somebody's attic that passed away that's got 110 million Bitcoin on it or some shit. Yeah. So where is that in the blockchain?
Mm-hmm.
Gone. That shit is absorbed.
Yeah, it's just sitting in the attic still.
and there's probably a lot of stories like that of, like, people who got in early.
Mm-hmm.
Either bought some or maybe they mined it and it probably sitting on a flash drive or a computer hard drive and it is forgotten.
This ain't gonna amount to shit. It's just something.
One thing I heard that happened is people would forget their passwords into their accounts.
Yep.
And then it's just gone.
Oh yeah, because you have like the 8-word phrase and it's all like orange, Laffy, duck. Salmon, vanilla, and you have to remember, like, the key phrase, you know, all of them in that order.
Yeah.
And if I had mine wrote down on a little sliver of paper, and I remember getting frustrated at work one day because something big was happening.
Yeah.
And I was trying to get into my little wallet and check it, and I was like, I messed up the phrase so bad that I got put in timeout.
Yep.
Yeah.
It scared me a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just got that, like, let's say you had maybe $1,000 worth of Bitcoin. You're like, man, I could double down right now. God damn it, come on.
Take it in.
And then they're like,
got him.
Got him.
I was like, oh, we got that.
What about as far as, have y'all watched anything interesting lately? I know you have the aquarium.
Yeah, I had the aquarium last night. It was fun.
little inside baseball for y'all, but let John disclose as much as he would like to.
So sometimes when I go out at the Princess, there's a smoking patio, and it's outside, but there's windows all around you, so you can see all the people, basically.
You can look into the pool hall.
Look in the pool hall, you can look in the lobby, you can look in the bar.
Yeah.
And I call it my aquarium because I sit there and I people watch.
Just watch people.
I don't have to hear them. I don't have to listen to what they're doing. I can just sit there and just watch people be idiots, and it's so fun. It's the best entertainment we have downtown.
I would not disagree with that, and just the characters. I like when I'm cooking the pizzas at Munson, and I can kind of just like look over the garden. But the thing about the Prince, and it's got to be the liquor.
Oh, yeah.
The show is just not as good.
Yeah.
You can catch a good show at Zachary's every now and then.
You'll get a good run. Now, back when Zachary's was open until normal bar hours, it would get kind of funky in there. It was fun.
Late at night?
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I feel like we should do that more.
People watch?
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to be sitting in your aquarium, and when I start getting secondhand embarrassment, just going in there and lighting them up.
Yeah. And just calling them out on shit. I'm like, yeah, that's how you digging your ass a while ago.
You would be surprised about how many people pick their fucking nose yeah. and do all sorts of weird shit when they don't think anybody's watching.
My thing is, like, social cues. Like, you can be, like you said, just on the other side of the glass. You see a guy approach a girl, and you can immediately tell in the first 5 seconds.
This is
not going well for you. And he doubles, triples down.
Yeah.
It's like, just walk away now.
Or it's always fun, like, when you have a fun karaoke, and the people don't know it's a bit, to where they're being a total goofball.
Yeah.
And you can just crowd watch, and, like, they're having a good time. But, like, are you laughing at him or with him? But... little did you know, it's with him because he's being a goof.
Yeah. He's doing that shit all the
time. Anytime I would do like a country song for karaoke, I would be making fun of the people that go up there and really try to do country songs.
Yeah. So I hear like Jeffy is...
Jeffy
is been getting into karaoke. And so I have been... he'll come down. You know, a lot of people start at Munson's and they work their way up to the peak.
Yeah, yeah.
And so while he's at Munson's, I was like, you going out to karaoke tonight? And trying to just give him some wild song ideas. Like, he did this on his own. I don't know how he got here, but could you picture a middle-aged man singing Rape Me by Nirvana?
Oh, God, I heard him do it.
They let him do it because the first time he asked, they shut that down. Yeah. They was like, you are not singing that.
Nope, not you. I tell him to sing like Clint Eastwood from the Gorillaz.
Oh, and he is god-awful.
I can only imagine. Yeah,
he it's like he can't read the words fast enough to keep up with the song. And he doesn't know the song well enough to just sing the song. That's one thing about the karaoke, man. You got to know the song inside and out.
Yeah, you got to at least know the song.
Yeah.
Yeah. That always does suck. Like, there is a such thing as good karaoke. Typically, I hate all karaoke.
You never been part of, like, a karaoke roulette? You know, like a group of friends, and you just go up there and pick a song for somebody else, and they get up there, and they don't know what it is until they get up there.
I've never done
that. Oh, yeah, it's wild. I've had to sing like a virgin a few times.
Ooh. Ooh. For Mr. Webb, we got like a virgin.
Like a virgin.
Like, all right, there we go.
That was hooking you up.
Yep.
Danny, for like a virgin.
Here we go. Touch for the very first time.
What would you say is your, like, if you had to pick, what is your karaoke?
Like my go-tos?
Yeah, what's your go-to?
Usually anything by Sublime. Sometimes I'll do some Lightning Crashes, but live from time to time, yeah.
Placenta Hitting the Floor?
Yeah, I'll do that. But, typically, depending on the crowd or whatever, but it's usually just about anything by Sublime, I'll jump in there.
I did a Marilyn Manson tune one time. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I bet.
I've never signed up for karaoke, but I have gone on up to do it.
Yeah.
I do not like it.
Yeah.
It's not fun.
Yeah.
I would rather have my guitar and be playing the damn thing.
Yeah.
Especially, like, once again, if the timing isn't right, like, if someone gets up there and they don't know the song, it's very aggravating.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you want to just go out there and be like, let me do it. Shut up.
Yeah, I'm just going to sing it all louder than you.
And I don't even mind if you can't sing, but like if you can't sing but you know the song, it's okay with me.
Yeah.
Oh, and going back to El Jefe the Extraordinaire.
He is man, he is extraordinary.
He is tone deaf as they come.
Oh gosh. I can only imagine.
Yeah. It sings like amputee.
I heard him sing Fantastic Voyage one time.
Fantastic Voyage.
Yeah. Come along and on a fantastic voyage.
Oh, man.
He's reading it. Not even reading it.
I would almost pay a cover for that.
Dude, I would love to. Come in,
oh, yeah. I mean, half the time watching karaoke isn't for the it's not like being on the fucking Voice or anything. You're just like, I'm ready for these people to fucking do some. Yeah. You ready for rah 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 rah? Mm-hmm. That's what you're waiting for.
Yeah, the people that do a fairly decent job, they're just buffer for the people that suck.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
The real show is the people that suck.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
People that get up there and nail it, you're like, okay, yeah, well, right, they nailed
awesome.
It.
Awesome. Yeah, they nailed it. You can sing somebody else's song perfectly.
Good job.
I wanted you to eat shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. You missed your cue.
But the one that gets up there and tries to do chop suey and is like blah, blah, blah.
I like the people that are offbeat and behind the behind the tempo.
Oh yeah,
they're my favorite.
Yeah, I like it. Like the stereotypes come out when you have the good old country boy and he gets up there and he does a rap song. I always love that.
You're like, boy, it feels good to be a gangster.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's doing Coolio. He's keeping it clean. There's no cussing.
Right.
What else? Have y'all watched anything this week?
Man, I watched... I don't know. Come back to me. Let's circle back around.
I hadn't watched anything spectacular here lately. No. Nothing,
yeah, there hadn't been a lot of spectacular shit out here lately.
No.
I haven't really, like, movies or shows. I've just been on YouTube.
YouTube is the best. I love Karen videos.
Oh, you didn't know?
And it would be.
Jesus.
For a later arrival.
It's Mr. Fauci.
What's up?
Yeah.
We're just getting the audio. Couldn't
get the video to work.
Can't see nothing. We all
can't see.
Are you here to?
We all blind.
Are you here to celebrate the goalpost being thrown in the Cumberland River?
No, I'm more like I want my team to be decent. I ain't worried about Big Brother. I'm tired of that.
All right, let's take five. We'll re-adjourn this.
Yeah.
We'll reconvene in five.
We'll be right back.
Be right back with
you. And we're back.
And while we were gone, Big John did a little research on Smokey the Bear and confirmed that he's not crazy.
Yeah, I'm not crazy. They're changing that. They've changed it from forest fires to wildfires. Or wildfires to forest fires.
Nope. No. You had it right the first time.
I had it right the first time. See?
Yeah, you had it right
the first time. Don't do
drugs, kids. I mean, so isn't a forest fire the same thing as a wildfire anyway?
Not necessarily.
I mean, I guess fires on anything. I mean,
the only thing I could think of is
I guess cuz the forest is being like been cut down, so yeah, I guess it's just
It's just wildfires.
Just wildfires, sure. Okay. Only you can prevent dumpster fires.
Yeah, only you can prevent dumpster fires.
Exactly. I went to the Smokey the Bear website. I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah,
there's
a website for everything. It says wildfires.
Changed and I think you're right, because when you look at the marketing, it seems like they just... Forest is kind of owed to us now. We're going wild.
It's like there's hardly any trees anymore. They've cut all those down.
Yeah, there's no trees left.
It's like we're eventually not going to have any more oxygen. So
I saw the funniest meme I've seen with this format in a while, where you have the old lady pushing the walker, with the younger lady behind her, sure grandma. She was pushing it. She's like, it used to be cold in October. And she was like, and it's your fault. It's not anymore.
Yeah. Fucking boomers.
I was telling my parents not long ago. I was during the summer. I was like, I don't remember being this fucking hot. I'm like, there ain't no way. Like, oh, it was hot. I was like, yeah, but I mean, when y'all grew up, there wasn't even air conditioning.
Imagine that today?
I was like, God, damn, there ain't no way. There ain't no way. I'm like, how? They were like, yeah, we didn't have air conditioning in schools or anything. I was like, what?
You know, I remember like South Lamar. Remember that school always had AC problems.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, it always happens at the worst times.
It's the time you're like, just got in from pee, and you're like, God, I want to cool off. And it's like
nothing but funk everywhere.
There's nothing worse than a bunch of teenagers.
Yeah, let's raise the windows right now.
And every class has always got at least two or three that just refuses deodorant.
Oh, yeah.
I don't understand.
Oh, we had a teacher that would actually had, like, no, we had Lysol. She was like, y'all stink.
Oh, she was a germaphobe.
Oh, yeah. I know she was.
We had a guy in my class. He got in there before and took a shit.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
On her desk.
I remember that.
I thought she was going to have a heart attack.
Well, I mean, wouldn't you? Dude, you come to work and you found a damn log on your damn desk. I'd be like, well, I don't think I left a window open for a damn raccoon to get in here.
I have no idea how he even thought about that. But I do remember like a couple days before, they had a rivalry because she did have people that she would kind of pick on.
Oh, yeah.
She sprayed him a lot.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And revenge.
Yep, it'll do it.
It's a dish better served hot and ready.
I remember that now. I forgot all about it until you said it, and I was like, "Oh yeah, that was the thing."
He was out. I think he did that when he was in seventh grade.
Yeah,
he did it early.
That's a good move, man. Yep, for a seventh grader. That's perfect. Shit.
Yeah, that's like perfect. I was like, you just
went over the upperclassmen.
You came over the hallway, and now you're on top.
Reform may have been the same way, but South Lamar, so the school is divided in half.
Yeah, we were K through 12.
You had K through 6 on one side of a door, and then 7 through 12 on the other side.
Yeah, you went to high school, you just come to the other side of the door. Yeah. That's all you had to do.
Yep.
Yeah, so it's small-ass town, that's what it is. You know, normally you have like elementary, middle school, and high school. Yeah. No, we had one big-ass school for everybody.
I remember the existential dread of you're coming out of sixth grade and you're getting ready to cross the hall and you're like, all you heard stories about was all the hazing.
Yeah.
I spent a lot of summer, because I had just had my teeth knocked out.
Yeah.
And I was like, I just went over this side of the hall for not making I've got to start over next year.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't imagine what you had to go through in high school, man.
It was rough.
Oh, yeah.
It was rough till about ninth grade, and then finally, like, the age gap, and I finally quit caring.
Yeah.
Because they make a joke, and then won't you call me Grandpa, or...
I think I call you Toothless all the time.
That's
probably before the time, though. You ain't talking about, like, How to Train a Dragon.
Yeah. That was one. They had something for everything.
Oh yeah, kids are cruel. Kids are cruel. Yeah, they don't give a shit. They really don't, because they don't know any better, to be honest with you.
Well, I mean, it's better to be that way.
Yeah, it definitely is.
But, like, what, adults are just saying it in a nice tone?
Yeah.
It's like what we were talking about earlier.
I might not say it to your face, but I'm saying it.
Yeah.
I said it three times.
Yeah.
And you didn't hear
it. I'm definitely thinking it while I'm looking at you.
I mean, everybody has that. Maybe you are that, but everybody has a coworker that nobody likes.
Yeah.
That everybody talks shit about.
Yeah, and if you don't have one of those, then you're that person.
You're probably it.
You are that person.
But, all right, so we are getting ready I wanted to bring up the tournament again. So I'm blanking on the name of the film again. We were just talking
about Dash Cam.
Yeah,
that'll be another one. Yeah.
That one, what you got going on?
I was looking for something.
Turn your porn off.
Yeah.
Okay. But Dash Cam. If you haven't seen that, check that one out.
Yeah. It was a wild ride.
And it come out in like 2020.
It was like right in the middle of COVID,
And there's a lot of that going on.
Yeah, you can tell it was done during the middle of 2020. It's got a lot of mask talk, and it's a wild ass movie. I watched it recently, and I'm like, this thing, it was almost hard to follow, but it was good.
I was looking on Tubi.
It's memorable.
2025 lockdown, a virus comes and puts the country back on lockdown again.
What, 2025? Like coming next year? Hell yeah.
2025.
Yeah, let's do it. We're going to rise up.
We were talking about, yeah.
We know how to do it now. We're good.
You say that, but looking back now,
yeah, that was a fucking.
Some of the people that I thought was going to have a backbone turns out that they just complied.
Yeah.
Just bent over.
Two Moons, but also if you're a fan of The Last of Us, they found a strain very similar to that fungus or whatever it was. Did you see this?
No, I did not.
In Sweden.
That's
on right. But right now, it's only affecting spiders. So I can't wait till our great scientists, who mean all the good on this earth, to take it into a lab and how can we make this transmittable to humans?
Yeah, spiders and where it's in where?
Sweden.
Sweden. Okay, I thought you were like Australia. They're like their fucking spiders are like 10 feet long. Australia's got like a million things that can kill you.
That was a when I was a kid, I always thought I wanted to go there.
Yeah, that was always my. I was like, I want to go to Australia. I'm like, no, I don't.
I don't even want to see a kangaroo in person.
Yeah,
I remember the first time I went out to the desert and I saw at a rest area, don't get off the pass for spiders, scorpions, and rattlesnakes. Yeah, so they were like, they're out there. They get you.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah, screw that.
Oh, that kind of goes along. I think it's a Mr. Ballin thing. I would need Cobb for this, but it's kind of like on that hiking, camping out, national park, forest kind of thing of some of the warning signs. Like, if there's a sign, somebody screwed up. Oh, it's whenever you see a warning label on a cup of coffee, warning contains hot liquid.
It's because that lady spilt it on her vagina back in the early
2000s. Somebody was an idiot before us.
Yeah.
So it's just wild things.
That's why you got signs for stupid shit. Don't drink the bleach.
Thanks.
I was so glad I had that sign because I almost did. It sounded so delicious.
Unless it's just a few drops to get out of a drug test.
I mean, yeah, at least some of that, yeah. That's different.
I've always heard about doing that, but I don't know. I would be afraid.
No, yeah. I mean, you could in a Visine bottle. You know, just. Yeah.
No,
nope.
Nope, not just, worth it.
Yeah, just don't get the Visine bottle mixed up.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that was always, I still want to go, and I'm going to go. I don't know if I'll participate. I'll probably just sit in the back. But I have always wanted to go to these snake handler churches.
Oh yeah,
but I don't even care about the rattle. I want to
see him drink some strychnine.
That's what I wanted to see. And Abe,
they're tripping hard.
He showed me some footage of one of the key players, PS. Yeah. He took his shoe off and he had somebody light candles underneath his feet and he was holding his feet over the flame while he was playing. I was like, I want to see this in person. This is rock and roll.
Yeah,
they're drinking poison. They're handling snakes,
yeah,
and they're playing with fire.
There we go. Yeah. That's Lord that's our
very,
Savior.
Very interesting shit.
And, you know, most of the time, and it was just this way with, the local bluesmen. If you want to go back on Mississippi with a lot of people love or hate what Fat Possum done, but I would argue without that guy and recording those guys, whether you believe he took advantage of them or not, is it's real hard to talk to some of these old blues players. Same reason it's hard to talk to these snake handlers, because how many times did someone come in, journalist type, seem genuine and curious, just to run a hit piece to make fun of that group of people, yeah, or yeah, take advantage of them?
Yeah.
I think that's generally the fear, yeah, is why people like that don't.
Yeah. I mean, I remember it was a show on MTV. They played a clip of it on the, if you're curious about Alabama Astronaut, is a great podcast to, if you're interested in snake handling. But MTV had I don't remember the name of the show, but I knew the guy's voice when I heard it, was making a joke about one of the most famous snake handlers, and he got bit. And they made the joke as like, well, he got bit, and unfortunately, he's still with us. And I was like, why would you say that?
Why would you say that like that?
It's like they're calling for this group of people to no longer be here. And I was like, they're not hurting anybody.
Yeah.
If anything, if you look into it, it's dying off, actually, because it's pretty dangerous practice. And I don't know very many people who would grow outside of an environment like that. And you know what? I woke up this Sunday morning and decided it's time for me to go handle a venomous snake.
Yeah.
God told me to.
God told me I'd be all right. He said, hey, man.
Have faith. You got to have faith.
I don't think I could have that faith.
I mean, I don't know if you want George Michael faith or Limp Bizkit faith, but
I think
you can have either
Limp
one
Bizkit
of them.
Limp Bizkit has more soul.
I think it does, too. A little bit more.
Would I get really nice?
A little bit more.
If I could touch your body.
Keep on going. Come on. No.
We talk karaoke.
We were ready for karaoke.
I was ready.
Back, 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 back. Come on.
It's wild that all that's coming back.
Mm-hmm.
All new metal.
Yeah, I know. New metal's got a new. There is a new round of new metal.
That,
yeah.
Have you seen some of these Corey Feldman clips?
Oh God, yes. It's.
Did you see the one where Durst comes out and just places a chair and sits down and
watches
his what? And he's like, "You are not playing that guitar."
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Oh yeah, I've got it.
And Corey has now been writing songs, talking crap to the people, making fun of them, and now they're making fun of him for writing that.
Yeah.
What the hell happened to him?
He's just doing what he. I mean, he can do if that's what he wants to do. Let him do it. I mean, hell, that's
what's the
history? He was in the Goonies. Damn, come on.
Is that his whole history? What, he's just a Goonie?
No, I'm just saying. He's just. I mean, he's had it rough, man. He's had it rough. So let him have some fun. That's what I'm thinking.
He's having fun.
Yeah, I know he's having fun.
And every time he comes up on my feed, I watch it.
He's got some Michael Jackson moves all day, don't he?
Yeah. He's got the moves, and I like that little horn he's got.
Oh, yeah.
He just burr, 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 burr. Oh, goodness.
Hey, let him cook. Let him cook.
Sometimes you just have to.
Yeah, just... Man, it's kind of like, he's okay. Just leave him alone.
He's our jefe.
Yeah, just leave him alone over there. He's all right.
Yeah, he's fine. Don't worry about it.
He's harmless.
Harmless.
Yeah.
But people are paying money for this.
Well, I mean, he's part of a show that's
successful.
That other people probably want to pay to see, you know. Yeah. So that's just what it is. Yeah.
That's why I took the liberty of reaching out to him to come play at Porch Fest 25.
All right. Come see Corey in Columbus.
I might actually do that.
I would, yeah, that'd be awesome.
I would not want to pay him very much, but I would book him.
Man, I told y'all I wanted to go to Loserville. Yeah, we should.
Loserville?
Yeah, that was the tour there. He's on Loserville.
God,
yeah, that's what it's called.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's pitiful. Yeah, but like, yeah, I want him to cook. I'm glad he's having a good time.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to crap on the couch. More than I already have. Oh, anything else to do?
Goonies never say die.
That was his catchphrase, wasn't it? Mm-hmm.
It's the one.
Which leads me to believe that every childhood actress or star never turns out okay.
Hillary Duff.
That's about the only one that his
How did she escape?
She
Amanda Bynes is around the same timeline, God. And
she left field. Cooked.
Her goose is cooked.
Yeah.
And now you can't. And all I see now is like Justin Bieber walks around like with every time the word Diddy gets said, he looks like he was just molested.
Yeah, he clinches.
So
it's what it is.
And I doubt anything's ever gonna happen with that.
No,
I don't know.
I mean, Diddy might get suicided.
Yeah, that'll be it, huh? And then what's the next big thing?
Hey, apparently they're supposed to be like bringing down Hollywood all together, like everybody, because apparently there's a lot more people that were there than what you think.
Yeah.
So I don't know. We'll see. They're talking about like this is gonna ruin.
Well, they've already proven that Hollywood.
Oh, Hollywood's been fucked. Yeah, weird. It's way corrupt. But you know,
Back when the Epstein list and some of those names were getting doxxed, remember Tom Hanks was the first one to go to Greece and get him a citizenship because what? Pedophilia is legal there. Couldn't be tried for it. So, I mean, it's interesting watching all those people like quiver and shiver a little bit.
Yep.
Yeah, I like it. I think they ought to set them all up in a big hole and burn them. Set them on fire.
We have no entertainment. What's the
be like, all right, now we're going to get a whole new line of actors that haven't signed their soul away to the devil.
And probably the ones I like a Shia LaBeouf. Everybody thinks he's crazy.
He's probably normal.
He's probably the most normal
most
one in the bunch.
Probably most sane of all of them, yeah.
Yeah, I would love that. Right. Out with the old, in with the new, but it goes to that devil at the crossroad thing. I don't think it, like... if you're going to be in the movies, if you're going to have a record deal, there's always something.
Oh yeah, you got
like with all the rappers that more back to the Diddy thing just for a second. How many of them have been forced probably to wear a dress?
Yeah, there's going to be
the humiliation rituals.
You're going to have that. You're going to have that one way or the other. Yeah.
And now, I mean, we have the setup. You can't see it, but we've got a horde of skeletons, and we've got Diddy in the crown behind. Looking at some kind of freakish thing going on with the skellies.
Yeah, Alan, he might post it on the socials. You never know.
I am not.
yeah, that's a good post for Porch Talk 101.
Come on for it.
Yeah, that might get me flagged.
I don't know. I doubt it.
We haven't gotten flagged in a while.
It has been a long time.
Yeah. About time. It's spooky season.
I wonder, I have to go back and look, but... Spotify had marked a lot of mine and your episodes for...
Oh, yeah. Misinformation.
Yeah. And turns out we were right.
Yeah. They were like, oh, never mind.
But they didn't bother fixing it.
No, they never came back and...
Why don't you run that back, Spotify?
Like, hold up.
Give us back our integrity.
I never did have a lot. I need every little ounce that I need
every drop I can get.
Anything else to do before we close out?
No.
Well, all right, guys. Thank y'all again for another episode.
Peace.
Good gang.
Back home, I was a JUCO king, a gut full of pride with a head full of steam. 6 months later, I was clocking in the same dang place my daddy did. Can't go cheap on a pair of work boots at 4 a.m. you don't get used to. Babies come and the bills do too, but that don't leave you with much to choose. And baby, I swear that I'm trying. And baby, I swear to God I'm trying. Slow me down and steady my heart. Lead me around, let's go too far. Just spin me around. Take me out, show me what this this is all about. Still stuck in childish ways, but lose someone you truly love can make you wanna straighten up. But baby, I swear that I'm trying. Baby, I swear to God I'm trying. Slow me down and steady my heart. Lead me around, let's go too far. Spin me around, or just take me out. Show me what this is all about. Baby, I swear that I'm trying. Baby, I swear to God, I'm trying. Slow me down and steady my heart. Lead me around, let's go too far. Spin me around, or just take me out. Show me what this is all about. Juco King, a gut full of pride with a head full of steam. Thank y'all.